Some of you may wonder what this goofy-looking thing is I've got on here. For those of you who don't know, I recently had heart surgery, and this thing is called a heart hugger, and you're supposed to kind of pull it tight whenever you have to cough or something, so kind of keeps you all in so you don't fall apart. Anyway, that's what this is, and I have to wear it for about another week. I was kind of humbled this morning, though, because Brother Mike came up and took a look and said, you know what you look like? You look like a school crossing guard. And I thought, well, I've never been a school crossing guard, but I'll take his word for it that this is the proper uniform for that. It's my pleasure this morning to give you my brother, Bick, who will bring to us the word. I know that he loves the Lord and he loves this gospel. I know that he has prepared himself. I know that he has prepared himself to bring to us the message that the Lord has placed upon his heart. And he stands in need of our prayers, as all do who stand behind this podium. So I ask that you would give him your smiles and say a silent prayer for him as he stands before us this day. Our brother, Elder Bick Brockman.
Well, I am happy to be here this morning. I may not sound like it, but I am. And I know that each time I stand here that I need your prayers. A lot of times I look at what I write down and then I wonder why I may have wrote this down or that. But I pray that it is the Lord that's given me these thoughts. And I was preparing the last week or so. They seem to be the things that are on my mind. And I'd like to start by thanking all those who have given themselves, as we celebrate Memorial Weekend, that have given of themselves for our country, that the Lord would bless them. And when I was thinking of that, we know that we are living in a blessed land, a choice land that the Lord has given us. And I'd like to read just a couple of short verses on that. And it's in Ether. Page 717, it's the first chapter. I'd like to read the 29th and the 35th verse. The Lord would not suffer that they should stop beyond the sea and the wilderness, but he would that they should come forth even unto the land of promise, which was choice above all other lands, which the Lord hath reserved for a righteous people. And I know that that's where we want to be. We want to be that righteous people. Behold, this is a choice land, and whatsoever nation shall possess it shall be free from bondage, from captivity, and from all other nations under heaven, if they will but serve the God of the land, who is Jesus Christ, who has been manifested by the things which we have written. And we know that this is a choice land, and this land has been, up to now, free from bondage, from captivity. The Lord has blessed us here. But also when we're reading that, it does put a great responsibility on us. Like it said in the 29th verse, that we are that righteous people. And I was also thinking in the past week, when I was thinking of that, is I was also thinking of the many brothers and sisters I've had in my life as being examples. I know my parents. I know the missionaries, and we, before we moved here, the missionaries that would travel as I was growing up and visit us, and they would stay in our homes. And I know the sacrifice that they gave. They gave of themselves to the Lord and to us in their service, as we have many that are doing that today. And I know the example they set for me. And I know the example that those here that have set examples for me by their lives and the way they lead their lives. I won't mention their names, but as I look back, I remember that if there were services, they were here. They are here. And I know they would praise the Lord. And I know at times that we miss them, but we also know that they are where they have looked forward to being. They are where we are looking forward to being one day with our Heavenly Father. And also was thinking back this past week on this being Memorial Weekend, that it was thirty-five years ago that we're blessed with the opportunity of moving here, as I know others have moved here. But I think this is a blessing to us. And I know we've been blessed during this time, and I'm thankful for this opportunity of being here with those that we love, being able to worship together, to praise the Lord together. I know this opportunity of being here has given our daughters a chance to chance and an opportunity to grow up with other kids in the church, that they have been able to fellowship together, to worship together, that where we were, they really never had that opportunity. And I think it's been a blessing, great blessing to us and to them. And I also know, I was thinking that during this time that we've lived here, we've had a few trials to go through, and most of you know them. After we first moved here, few months, and I was hurt. But I am thankful to our Heavenly Father that for helping us during this time, for our brothers and sisters helping us during this time. I know that we do need each other. We need each other in our lives. And again, I know it's important that being here, we have this opportunity of meeting together and worshiping together. And I know in the past year, we've heard of some sermons on the importance of fellowshipping together, of meeting together often, at being in our services. I know this is what the Lord desires of us. He has given us this opportunity, and we need to be taking advantage of this opportunity of meeting together. And I'm going to read just one verse on this that I know I've read before in the Book of Mormon. And this is on page 82 in the fourth book of Nephi. Fourth book of Nephi, first chapter and the 13th verse. And they did not walk anymore after the performances and the ordinances of the law of Moses, but they did walk after the commandments, which they had received from their Lord and their God, continuing in fasting and in prayer, and in meeting together oft, both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. And to me, that is so important, that we do meet together oft to pray and to hear that word that the Lord has for us. I know it's a time of service for us. And some of the other thoughts that have been on my mind this week is, as we look around us in the world today, there seems to be so many things that are happening, so many things that would like to draw us away from the Lord, to draw us into the world. And I know that we do need to pray for each other in this. We need to pray for those around us. I know that our faith and our trust and our love needs to be in the Lord. And I know that we cannot make it through this time on our own. We need the Lord in our lives, and we need each other in our lives. And I know we need the Lord because we can go to Him. He hears our prayers, and He will answer our prayers. And we do have this opportunity, and we need to use that in going to the Lord. And when I was thinking on that, this song came to me that we sing often, and I'd like to read a couple of verses of it, and it's number 259. Let us pray for one another, for the day is fading fast, and the night is growing darker while the scourge goes flaming past. We can see it in the darkness closing round our narrow way, and the snares are growing thicker. For each other, let us pray. I think we can see these things happening. Pray in faith and pray unceasing to the God we love and trust. For our prayers are much availing if we walk upright and just. Be not weary of exhorting, heed the lesson of each day, and that we may be unwavering. For each other, let us pray. And I think again, for our prayers are much availing if we walk upright and just. We need to be doing those things that are right before our Heavenly Father, following His scriptures, His commandments, doing that which is pleasing before Him in His sight. And I had another scripture that seemed to be on my mind this week, and that was when I was thinking about today and the time that we were living in, and it's in Psalms, the 23rd Psalm. And I know I've read this often, but when I look at myself, a lot of times I wonder if I really look at it, at the words of what He's telling us here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And to me, that shows the love that the Lord has for His creation, that He is our shepherd. And it tells us here that we shall not want. And when I think of that, I think of that love. And I think of a shepherd, and we know that the shepherd knows his sheep. He watches out over his sheep. He cares for them. He leads them. and he is in charge of them. And I know I look at that and look at us, and the Lord is our shepherd. He cares for us. He watches out over us. He hears our prayers. He answers our prayers. I think the important thing for me when I think of that too is, as I read, the Lord is my shepherd, we know the sheep follow the shepherd. And that's where we need to be. We need to always be ready to be following the Lord, the doing of His will and His commandments. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And when I was thinking of that, I was thinking of a scripture over in the Book of Mormon on page 162. This is second book of Nephi, 13th chapter. And I'd like to read a few verses here, starting with the 24th. For the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism by water, and then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and by the Holy Ghost. And then are ye in that straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life. Ye have entered in by the gate, ye have done according to the commandments of the Father and the Son. Ye have received the Holy Ghost, which witnesses of the Father and Son unto the fulfilling of the promise which he has made, that if ye enter in by the way, ye should receive. And now, my beloved brethren, after ye have gotten into that straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. Behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. Wherefore, ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And now behold, my beloved brethren, this is the way, and there is none other way nor name given under heaven, whereby man can be saved in the kingdom of God. And that verse comes to me when I look that he leadeth us, he leadeth me. That we need to get in that path before him. Stay in that straight and narrow path and grow before him. This is in the 27th verse. After you have gotten into that straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. And we know that all is not done. It's the beginning before the Lord. And when I look at that gate in the 21st verse, the gate by which we should enter, is entering through the Lord. The Lord is that gate to me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. When I was reading this verse, I know that the Lord has been with us and watched over us, protected us. And we know, as I look at the rod and the staff, that the shepherd has this to help lead his sheep, direct his sheep. And when I was looking at that rod and staff, that the thought to me is, to me this would be the Bible and the Book of Mormon that we rely on. We rely on the Lord and we rely on his scriptures that he has given us. The Bible and the Book of Mormon to lead us, to direct us, to give us understanding in this time that we have here, understanding of what we need to be doing, that understanding of following Him, to give us comfort and peace in this time. For I know that we need that, this comfort and peace that can only come from the Lord. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And I know, I'm just looking at my own life, that we have been blessed greatly. I know that each one of us here have been blessed greatly, that the Lord has been with us and watched over us. And as it tells us here, that the Lord has prepared a table, prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My thoughts were that I need to be preparing myself to meet Him. Prepare myself in this time we have here in the world we live in. Prepare myself and be doing the things that are right before Him to meet Him. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And when I look at that, I know that's what each one of us are looking forward to. This time that we will be with our Heavenly Father, looking forward to that time that we will dwell with Him, to be with Him and be in His kingdom. I know that's a desire of each one of us. And I know that's the desire of our Heavenly Father. That's why He's given us these things. That's why He's been with us and led us and directed us. We know as we read through the scriptures that He doesn't want to lose one of His sheep. The shepherd doesn't want to lose one of His sheep. He wants us all to come unto Him. To keep ourselves in that, as I said earlier, that straight and narrow path before Him. And as reading that, I was thinking of a song here on number 316. God will take care of you. Be not afraid. He is your safeguard through sunshine and shade. Tenderly watching and keeping His own, He will not leave you to wander alone. God will take care of you through all the day, shielding your footsteps, directing your way. He is your shepherd, protector, and guide, leading His children where still waters glide. God will take care of you long as you live, granting you blessings no other can give. He will take care of you when time is past, safe to His kingdom will bring you at last. God will take care of you still to the end. Oh, what a Father, Redeemer, and Friend. Jesus will answer whenever you call. He will take care of you. Trust Him for all. To me, that just should be so uplifting. The Lord is with us. He watches over us. He will lead us and direct us, protect us. And when I was thinking of that 23rd Psalm, and I believe the shows the love that the Lord has for us, I'm going to go to scripture I know that's read quite often. And I know that I read it. And it's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And a lot of times when I read that, I look at myself and wonder, do I really comprehend that love? Can I comprehend that love? And if we have that love from the Lord, I believe we can. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is condemnation, that light came into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to that light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And I believe that's where we want to be. We want to come to that light. And we know that light is Christ. Also in John, in the 15th chapter, starting with the 7th verse. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. It's telling me there, if I keep his commandments, that we shall abide in his love. And I know that is the desire of each one of us, to abide in that love from the Lord, to be following his scriptures, his commandments, doing that which is pleasing before him. And the 12th verse, that you love one another as I have loved you. And I know again, as I look back, that I have felt this love from my brothers and sisters here since we moved here. And I know we felt this love from brothers and sisters wherever we've been able to, wherever we have been able to meet together. I've been blessed with the opportunity to visit different locals. And each one you go to, you feel that love from the Lord, that love from our brothers and sisters that they have for you, and love that they have for the Lord. You can feel this. And I know as I look at this, that we are a blessed people. And I know it is our desire to have this love for the Lord. It is our desire to have this love for one another. And I know that's what the Lord desires of us, that love to him, that love to our brothers and sisters. And that we want to be following the, as it says there, his commandments, his scriptures that he's given to us through that love he has for us. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Also in John, 1 John, in the third chapter. I'd like to read a couple verses, starting with the 18th. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And when I look at myself and read that, let us love in word, not word. Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. When I read that, I need to have my life as an example, that my life may show that love I have for the Lord, that love I have for my brothers and sisters, that love I have for those that are around me in the world. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemneth, God knoweth greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemneth not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And again, I know that's the desire of each one of us. We want to be doing those things that are pleasing in the Lord's sight, those things that are right before him. We want to be staying in that straight and narrow path that we have entered into. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by that Spirit which he has given us. And I know that's the desire of each one of us, is to dwell with the Lord, have him dwelling with us. And I know that we have felt that Spirit from the Lord. And if we do rely on him, this Spirit will lead us and direct us in this time we have here. Also in the fifth chapter, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. Again, if we have this love for our Heavenly Father, which we need to have, it's going to show in the way that we lead our lives, the things we do. And it tells us here that these commandments are not grievous. And they are not grievous. These commandments have been given to us that the Lord would lead us and direct us. He knew what we would be in need of, the temptations we would be faced with. And he has given these to lead us in this time. Going over to 2 Timothy. Third chapter, starting with the 14th verse. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And again, it's telling us here that these scriptures, his commandments, they've been given to us for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. They've been given to us to lead us and direct us in this time, again, to keep us in that straight path. But it comes back to us again that we need to be studying them, following them, putting them to use in our lives. As it says here in the 17th verse, that the man of God may be perfect. And that's what the Lord desires of us, is to be working for that perfection, to be perfect before Him. And I know that the Lord would not give us a commandment to follow if it were not possible for us to do. If it were not possible for us to follow. I'd like to go back into the Book of Mormon. Page 223. This is the Book of Mosiah, the third chapter. And I think I'll start with the third verse. And I believe this is a covenant that we have entered in to before the Lord. And also we know of their surety and truth because of the Spirit of the Lord Omnipotent, which has wrought a mighty change in us or in our hearts, that we have no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. For we ourselves, also through the infinite goodness of God and the manifestations of His Spirit, have great views of that which is to come. And were it expedient, we could prophesy of all things. And it is the faith which we have had on the things which our King has spoken unto us and has brought us to this great knowledge, whereby we do rejoice with such exceedingly great joy. And we are willing to enter into a covenant with our God to do His will and to be obedient to His commandments in all things that He shall command us all the remainder of our days, that we may not bring upon ourselves a never-ending torment, as that's been spoken of by the angel, that we may not drink out of the cup of the wrath of God. And I know that we have entered into this covenant before the Lord to be obedient to His commandments and all the things that He shall command us all the remainder of our days, that we need to continue to grow in this gospel, come closer to Him, that we are doing those things that are pleasing before Him. And going down to the 21st verse, therefore I would that ye should be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works, that Christ the Lord Omnipotent may seal you His, that you may be brought to heaven, that ye may have everlasting salvation and eternal life through the wisdom and the power and justice and mercy of Him who created all things in heaven and in earth, who is God above all. And I know that's what the Lord desires of us, to be steadfast, immovable. And I know as I look at my own life, I'm not sure I always do that. But that's the way we need to be, that we may have, as it says here, that everlasting salvation and eternal life. For I know that's the desire of each one of us. Again, what we are looking forward to with our Heavenly Father. I'd like to go just a few pages back in Mosiah, first chapter. And read just a few verses here. Starting with the 86th verse. And when I read this, I'm looking at it, and it's not leaving out any of us here. O all ye old men, and also ye young men and ye little children who can understand my words. For I have spoken plain unto you that ye might understand. I pray that ye should awake to a remembrance. Wait to a remembrance of the awful situations of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire on the blessed and the happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. And again, I believe that's the desire of each one of us here today, to be saved in that kingdom of heaven, that we may dwell with this Lord in this state of never-ending happiness. I know that's our desire, what we are working for, looking forward to. And my prayer this morning would be that I may have brought out something that would be of help to us in this day and the time that we live in, that would help us in the things that we face from day to day, that our faith and our trust, our love will stay with our Heavenly Father, knowing that we can depend upon Him, knowing that as we read in the psalm that the Lord is our shepherd. He knows us. He knows our needs. He watches out over us. But our responsibility is, our responsibility is to be following Him, doing His will, following His commandments and scriptures, doing that and depending upon Him to keep us in that straight path. Thank you.